Welcome back, guys, to our podcast. It is I, Adrian Yannis, and next to me we have
Aslak.
We are together.
No, it's not. It's aha. Stop saying it like that.
You can do whatever you want. But Aslak, I have one big thing for you.
Oh.
I have a poem for you. Roses are red.
Can you speed it up?
Violets are blue.
Are you done yet?
Sugar is sweet.
That's correct.
And so are you. Do you like the poem?
It's quite nice.
And you know what the funniest part about this poem is? We're actually going to talk about Shakespeare today.
Wow,
and
that's so...
Wow, that's so weird.
Coincidence.
That's so
coincidence.
It's so
right
crazy.
Now.
I feel like my stomach's going to explode and like get pregnant. And then I would like get pregnant.
Stop.
Okay, then. Okay. But we watched Romeo and Juliet, the movie in school.
Yeah. It was very weird.
It was a special movie.
The
biggest thing, they changed it from medieval knights.
Yeah.
To 2000s with guns.
But the one thing that they should have changed that
but
they
didn't
was the language. Mm. They spoke in the old English.
It would have been, I personally would say it would have been a good movie if they didn't speak old English.
It is a good movie though, but it's difficult watching.
Yeah, and that was the most frustrating part about it, because I liked DiCaprio in the movie, but it just didn't fit with him speaking like that.
No.
No, and the funniest, but that was pretty... It was pretty nice about the movie, but the good things is that I believe that they made the movie better by doing that, because it was more fun.
Yeah.
It's been so boring, I believe, if it's in the medieval.
And it was pretty, like, stand out.
Yeah, the only problem was first that there were, like, two guys who were killed.
Yeah.
Should be more. Definitely more. Like, what happened to Prince? He didn't, anything happened to him. In the book, he was killed at the end by Juliet. By Romeo at Juliet place for his funeral, but no, she didn't die. I mean, he didn't die, bad English here.
Okay, can we just...
But the worst part about the movie is that the best scenes were the scenes where they didn't say anything.
Yeah.
Like for example, at the ball with Romeo and Juliet there, and...
They saw each other
the
fish tank.
And also when... Montagna, Romeo's friend, when he was killed.
Oh,
and you slide there and the camera focus on him when you saw Romeo run back. That's just a pretty decent scene, in my opinion.
Mm. With the lightning and everything.
Yeah. Just before we continue, I would just say that we were probably going to talk about some of Shakespeare, and this was my majority podcast.
Mm.
But he also made some other things that become movies, like Hamlet, like... I don't really know much about it, unlike that it's from Denmark. It's a Danish game.
I've been to that castle.
No way, really?
Really?
How was it?
It was weird. We were there twice, but we only went inside once, because we had been there. But it was pretty nice. I got a pencil that had the skull on it.
Did you meet the king of Denmark?
No, not really.
Oh, that was bad.
It's a queen. Okay, Saturday 18 is something else he made and that we did in school.
Yeah, Saturday 18 is a thing.
Yep.
But there was some like weird facts about Shakespeare, like some dumb facts. So for example, he wrote 38 plays and 154 sonnets. Mm-hmm. But Saturday 18 went one impossible especially. But that's crazy enough. Poems.
And there were many, like, plays that weren't, said to be his, because he helped other filmmakers as well.
Yeah, there were some, like, weird fears about him maybe a girl.
Mm-hmm.
But we don't know, it was so far back in time.
There were also some theories that he might be gay as well.
Yeah, that's true, but there's fears about everyone being gay these days. Mm-hmm. Just look at you. Okay, another thing, he actually had 7 brothers and sisters? How many sisters did he have?
I think it's just the 7 brothers and sisters, all together.
Oh, together, that's also insane. Having, I can't live with one. I can imagine 6 others. That can be crazy.
And at that time as well, that seems not fun.
Yeah, and it's cursed that nobody really lied.
Mm.
And
I think so, right? But I haven't checked in a while. But there were like he wrote his name, but he was kind of analphabetic, or he wasn't that good at writing sometimes, and that especially went for his autograph, because it was found 80 different ways that he wrote it himself.
Yeah.
And none of them were the way we write Shakespeare today.
Seriously, that's crazy to think about. Like, you can write so many different ways, Adrian, and an E, like they do in Denmark. Every time I go to Denmark, they always write Adrian with an E.
That's because you go to
Adrian, Thomas. Yes. Yes, I'm going to win 2 times. I'm not that white. And there were some other interesting facts, like other interesting facts that the only thing he left.
One of the quotes in his,
yes,
one of his
thank you.
Were, "Villain, I have done thy mother."
That's our old version of saying that I have had sex with your mother, if you don't quite understand.
But it's a pretty good roast.
That I would probably start saying that today. But I don't believe this more. We will have a short conclusion about the story. Like, what do you last things want to say about Romeo and Juliet or Shakespeare in general?
I mean, Romeo and Juliet, the play is pretty good and the movie is pretty good. But the old English, it's weird.
I kind of agreed. Romeo and Juliet, the movie, was pretty fun, at least. At some point, it was weird at the beginning, because I didn't expect anything. At the end, and then later it was decent, fine, and it was frustrating at the end. When, like, he can only wait like a millisecond. I know. But do you have a last dice roll of what you want to give this movie?
Well, I think, like, a 5 for the movie itself, and actually making everything, like, up to date.
Yeah, I would.
But the old English kind of ruins that as well.
Yeah, I would give it a 4. But yeah, that's the story all the time we got today, and I hope all of you guys have a nice evening, and yeah, hasta la vista,
baby.